We've had conflicting rumors this morning that the RB-66 people may be going to be released and that they may be going to be put on trial, conversely, by the East German authorities. I think that second one would be very unsatisfactory to us, and I just want to check that it's within your guidelines to put it pretty hard to the State Department that we ought to get into the Russians and say that any move of that kind would hold up all forms of detente and be very not understandable. I think that may be a bad rumor because Dobrynin indicated informally and not very clearly to Kohler last night at a dinner party that he thought they were going to be released fairly soon, or at least that he hoped they would be released soon, and he probably wouldn't say that if he didn't have some indication. But we don't want these people tried by a People's Republic court if we can stop it. The other thing is that Barbara Ward is in town. Mrs. Johnson asked her today for lunch, and she couldn't go because I think it was probably she had a speaking engagement and probably a fee, and money is what she comes here for. She has very heavy expenses. Do you want to see her? She's free today.
I'm very anxious. I can't today, but I sure won't see her tomorrow. I won't see her as much time as I can. I guess I've got a lunch tomorrow.
She has, too, and she has to get an honorary degree at Georgetown at 3:30. What would you think of her coming in at the end of the afternoon tomorrow?
That'd be good. I'll check it with Bill. Yeah, I'm very anxious to spend some time. I'm a great admirer of her.
I knew that, and that's why I'm raising the question.
And I wish she'd written my foreign aid message. Have you gone over it?
I've been over it and over it, and I think it's a good message, the foreign aid message. I'm enthusiastic about
that. Who are you going to brief on it? Times or Post?
I'm not briefing anyone.
Well, they say you're the only intellectual left in the White House.
Oh, Jesus. Stop it. Pull out the needle.
I told her, I asked him last night, I said, look like Valenti's got much time at Harvard as either the Bundys. I don't know why they can't classify him as intellectual. I said, well, that's because of his residence. Valenti got a graduate degree.
He's got
there,
a proper degree there. I don't have a Harvard degree, except honorary, so he's an honest Harvard man. Well, I'll now duck out, Mr. President.
Well, sure enough, I am anxious for you to make any suggestion you can on this foreign aid, because I want it to be a good one.
No, I think it's a good message. I thought it was all final, but I'll check with Jack.
Okay.
Right.
I think it is final. I'm signing it now.
Right.